I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Russia recently fell to fourth on a list of countries with the most COVID cases globally, despite a quick relaxing of restrictions. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says Russia hasn't left the virus behind. The church is stepping up to help people in need. Many are turning to Christ, even as the pandemic causes mayhem and loss. As the Holy Spirit transforms lives today, Mock says,
and we look to a future time in which, as the Apostle Paul said, especially we see this in 1 Corinthians 15, all things are made new. And so we look towards a new heaven and a new earth and a new time in which all sin is gone and all tears have been dried up.
Learn more about SGA's Christ Over COVID program at missionnews.org. And with your support, churches in Russia can keep sharing help and hope. And Heart for Lebanon's work with Syrian refugees has led many to a saving faith in Christ. Co-founder Tom Adamus says a new program equips believers who want to share their faith when they return to Syria.
Rejoice with us that people are coming into faith in Christ. Rejoice with us that they're being discipled and that they really do, not all, but some, have a heart to go back into Syria and reach their people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Heart for Lebanon's new program is three main pillars or components: Biblical foundation, character formation, and life skill development. Each one helps believers go deeper in their faith and learn how to become a disciple maker. Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org, and most importantly, pray.
Pray with us on how we can support them, how we can help them, how we can encourage them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.